Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
It's Halloween. We want to keep our kids safe and make sure that they have a great Halloween. You know, kids look forward to this holiday all year. I know mine do. They're 9 and 12, and they can't wait. They think about it, and they start planning for next year the next day. My guest is Dr. Vandana Bhide. She's board-certified internist and pediatrician at the Mayo Clinic. So, Dr. Bhide, talk about Halloween a little bit. Let's start with costumes and work our way through as many things as we can get to.
Yes, well, you said Halloween is just a really enjoyable event, and you want it to be enjoyable. You want it to be a holiday which has good memories. And so costumes and dressing up is a big part of that. And I think we immediately think about sort of dark costumes, the goblin and the scary kinds of costumes. But really what we want to do is use fabrics that are safe, that are flame retardant, use lighter colors, and try to avoid long costumes, so prevent trips and falls, avoid shoelaces that can also cause trips. And then one of the things that I recommend is no matter what the costume, especially if your child really wants a dark costume, you can buy at the hardware store these reflective tape, which you can put on costumes, and that will make it stand out in the dark.
Okay, so we've got costumes. You want to make sure that they're flame retardant, as most things are, and even if you're making your own costumes, that the kids don't walk too near the pumpkins with their candles
that's
lit.
Exactly.
You know, so now trick-or-treating, to go or not to go with your child?
Well, I think, you know, in kids above the age of 12, if you think your child is mature enough, I think it is okay to go without the parent. I think for kids under the age of 12, you know, I'd really recommend to go with your child. And if your child's above 12, you think that they're safe to go trick-or-treating, it's always best to go in a group, so go with other people. I would definitely not recommend going alone. But you have to be careful. You don't want to go too big of a group because then they're going to get lost. And one of the things you can do is always have either labels in the costume or some way for the child to be able to contact you in case of an emergency. So in older kids, you would think about having them have a cell phone with them. But one of the most important things I talk about is going through the route beforehand. So you set up the rule where this is the route that your child, if they're going to go without you, with a group of friends, this is the route that they're going to take. And then really make sure that the child understands that this is the route that you have to stick with. Don't go on any other places in case they get lost or can't find their way. And then just some very simple suggestions, which is to only go to houses that are lit. They should be lit on the outside and on the inside, and always stay on the porch so they can trick-or-treat and get the treats on the porch rather than coming inside. Especially in homes, of course, that they don't know.
Well, you know, that's sort of sad because we used to go into people's houses that said they'd set up, you know, sort of a scary haunted house. You come in and walk around. Now, what about the treats? Because, you know, back in the day, my mother went through everything, make sure there were no needles or things in there.
But razor blades.
Yeah, razor blades. We seem not to be so afraid of that anymore.
Well, I think it's still a good idea to do what your mom did, which is to go through all the candy. And one of the ways that you can help that happen is to make sure that your child has something to eat before they go trick-or-treating. So if you have a very hungry child, they're more likely to start eating the candy as they're trick-or-treating. If they've had at least a light dinner before they go, then they're less likely to do that. And when they bring their treats home, I always suggest having only the commercially wrapped items. So even though it's nice for people to make homemade items, I think it's not something that I recommend that they have. So only the commercially wrapped items. And then you as a parent to look through all the items and make sure that they haven't been tampered with, that they don't look like they've been opened. Anything that looks suspicious, honestly, I would just get rid of it. So have your child wait until they get home, and you go through the candy before they're able to eat it.
You know, I go through the candy, Dr. Bidet, but that's, I mean, my kids definitely think I'm nuts because I go through the candy and I take out choking hazards. Even though my kids are already 12 and 9, I think in their rush to eat stuff and you become a little bit less conscious of what you're eating, and I take out those Jolly Ranchers or atomic fireballs or any of those kinds of things. I mean, my parents never did that, but I'm terrified of those candies.
Yeah, I think I would like to ask
parents
really
to please stop giving those candies out.
Right. I think the other thing is, especially in younger kids, is to be careful with the gum because that's another choking hazard. But I think it's a really good point if it's small things that can easily get stuck, especially if they're eating and talking at the same time, you definitely don't want them to have those kinds of things.
That's what I'm saying, because I really hate the thought of that. And what about all that extra candy? I always tell parents they can keep it in the freezer and use it for baking.
Yes, yes, I agree. You know, I think there's, you know, kids look forward to this night for the whole year. And so I think there's this instinct to want to eat all your candy on that night. But I think if you can save it for the next couple of days, weeks, if you freeze it, I think that's great. And after a while, kids will remember that, you know, they'll get a stomach ache if they eat all that candy all in one time, and then they don't have anything left. So I think it is a good idea to try to stretch it out. And I also think it's a good idea to consider, and I know that there are more parents who are doing that, but to give out things that are not candy. So they get plenty of candy when they go trick-or-treating. So if there's, you know, pencils or any kind of items that don't involve food that you can give out for Halloween, I think they're actually really enjoyed by the kids.
See, I love that idea. They love pencils and different little stickers make a great one.
Right.
Back in the
right.
day, I gave out raisins trying to be this healthy personal trainer. And the teenager looked at me, said, "Raisins, you've got to be kidding." Dropped them back in the basket and walked away saying, "Don't bother, she's giving out raisins."
Oh, no.
So I guess we can come up with other things that kids are like, wow, that's really cool. So, you know.
Right, right. Although, you know, I bet you some kids would like those. I think some kids would like those raisins. I would like those raisins. That's what I would rather have.
I would too. But now, you know, my husband stands out in front trying to get kids to come back to us. We've got huge chocolate bars over here. So, you know, give us your best advice, Dr. Bidet, in the last 60 seconds or so. Of Halloween safety and enjoyable with our children, but keeping everybody safe so it's not, you know, a bad holiday.
Right. Well, I think if you plan ahead, so if you think about the route, if you have rules beforehand of what the time period that kids are going to go trick-or-treating, what they're supposed to do with their candy to not eat it before they get home, costume safety. We haven't talked about masks, but try to avoid masks if you possibly can. It's better to use face painting. But if you go over the rules beforehand, you're going to have a more enjoyable holiday rather than having accidents and other problems that occur during the holiday if you haven't planned ahead.
And just to add in, when you're carving your pumpkins, they have these new little knives.
Right. The pumpkin carving kits are much safer than any other kind of knives, including kitchen knives or chef's knives, those kinds of things. They've been shown to cause a lot of injuries. And so the knives that you use, the kits that you use for pumpkin carving have serrated. They're not as sharp. They're less likely to slip and cause cuts. And again, you want to enjoy your Halloween if you can.
You certainly do. Thank you so much, Dr. Vandana Bidet from the Mayo Clinic. You're listening to Radio MD, and remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go. And also, you can get great information from the consumer website of the American Academy of Pediatrics at healthychildren.org or aap.org. And as always, this is Melanie Cole for Radio MD and Healthy Children. Stay tuned. There's more coming up.